Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. The Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, this is our special night entitled Praying with Love. So we're going to consecrate ourselves, then after which we're going to have prayer for whatever the Lord lays on our hearts. Then after which we will go into a revelation entitled What to Do When Your Faith is on Death Row. What to do when your faith is on death row. And I want to encourage someone tonight, or a few people tonight, in saying that the Lord says that we should hold on. And he also indicated that we should say, yes, Lord, and surrender ourselves unto him. I don't want to get into the revelation right now because it's heavy upon me. It's on fire. Matter of fact, the Lord just gave me this revelation. But it's an encouraging word for us all. And so the title, I want you to write it down so that we can begin to think about it before we make it to that particular topic. It's entitled, What to Do When Your Faith is on Death Row. What to Do When Your Faith is on Death Row. Okay? And that's the revelation of God tonight. All right? And so before we begin, I want to first of all thank God, thank my family, and all of the individuals who have joined me tonight, and those who have joined me earlier today, those who have been with me since day one, and those who are just joining. I thank you so much for listening to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, and I just want to say God bless you on this particular night. So therefore, without further ado, I want to go ahead and read Psalm 106, Numbers 1 through 5. And it says, Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. I have read to you Psalm 106, Numbers 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers' doors and the seekers of his holy word. And without further ado, as I said before, my heart is just excited and happy because I know today is a day in which I can share a prayer with you, because I know so many people have had an excellent week, and so many people have had a trying time. And so, you know, storms just doesn't happen to certain people. Everyone is entitled to a few storms in this lifetime. And so I want to share with you what the Lord has given unto me. But first we want to pray and consecrate ourselves, because we want to ensure that each word that goes forth is ordained and of the Lord. And I want to share this with you as the Lord revealed this to me tonight. The Bible is correct. Everything that's written in the Bible is correct. The Lord says the difference between what's written in the Bible and the interpretation is the perception that people receive from reading the Bible. It's very important that we understand that things that were literal back in B.C., which is before Christ, and AC, which is after Christ, does not correlate to what is happening now. We have a new generation of thinkers, and we had a new generation of thinkers back then. And what the Lord is saying is that someone – must give the authentic word of God. It's one thing to minister with the Bible, and it's another thing to minister with the word of God. There is a difference, and I'll talk about that difference later. But to make sense of this, the Lord reveals that the Bible is true. Everything in the Bible is true. Every single thing in the Bible is true. But the Lord also speaks. And when the Lord speaks, that supersedes any situation, like we found out about the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Well, the Lord says that they would be in the fiery furnace, but he would also be in there with them. And so we read that in the scripture. We read that in the Bible. But we do not know how those Hebrew boys felt unless the Lord reveals that to us. We know that they were probably afraid. They were probably hot, but that's an assumption. So the Lord says when you begin to, when he begins to minister in your ear, when you begin to hear or have a ear for the Lord, he says that is very commendable because that is the authentic word of God. And the authentic word of God proves itself over and over again. There's no need to debate about it. There's no need to debate on any subject of the Lord's word, because if the Lord said it, then it's going to happen. And that's the proof that this is the authentic word of God. Like we spoke about, the Lord revealed about the storms, and the storms happen in Kansas. So we know that what the Lord says is true. And so if you're wondering about a minister, your minister, if you're wondering about any type of ministry, the proof is always in the word of God, meaning that people can actually go to scripture, or if a person gives the revelation of God, a prophecy of God, and it comes to pass, you know that it is from the Lord. And usually the Lord will reveal something a week or 2 weeks or maybe even 6 weeks before it happens. It's where you can recall it and you'll know that the Lord really sent the person. So that's the proof, and the Lord also revealed that as well. Okay? So without further ado, let's go ahead and consecrate ourselves, and then after we do that, we're going to pray unto our Father. Then after that, we're going to go into our topic, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. Lord, we thank you for the miracles and victories that you have given, Lord Jesus, for those who are in the hospital, those who are out of the hospitals, and those who are going into the hospitals. Lord, we ask that you continue to men, broken hearts, cool, scorching fevers, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, which you continue to cover individuals who need to be covered, which is everyone, which you continue to help us to understand and know your will and the authentic word of God. As we go forth and as we go before you, we're asking, Lord, that you would crown this head from the top to the bottom, that you would give me the revelation and the wisdom and knowledge from on high. Would you bless every word that proceeds out of my mouth to be authentic and of you? Would you help us to have an ear to hear you, Lord? Would you help us to have patience to wait on your word? Lord, we're asking would you continue to help us to be able to help other individuals and empower other individuals so that they can begin to carry the word of God, because we want to spread the word of God to as many places as possible. Lord, we ask that as the word go forth, would you hide me behind the cross and would you magnify who you are. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for who you are and who you have made us to become, Lord. We thank you for the good days. We thank you for the bad days. We thank you for the sunshiny days. We thank you for the storms. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the hilltop. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done in our lives, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to increase the faith of your believers and decrease the doubt that believers or unbelievers may have. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you create in us a clean heart and a purified mind? Would you help us, Heavenly Father, to walk upright, Heavenly Father, and walk into your righteous will? We thank you, Lord, for the Love of Jesus ministry and the host and the word that goes forth, as well as all of the guests, and we ask that you continue to bless each guest who comes on the ministry, bless everything that they touch, Lord. As we have transitioned and intermixed our consecration to our regular prayer, Lord, we ask that, Lord, you decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness, because we know that the greatness of the word of God comes out of the mouth of the chosen. And we thank you, Lord, for choosing us on this particular day, this particular hour, to bring the revelation of God and to bring a prayer of healing and a prayer of restoration and a prayer of peace and a prayer of understanding and a prayer of clarity to all who are able to hear. Lord, we thank you for the expansion of the ministry, Lord, and we ask that we continue to just do your holy and righteous will. We ask that we continue to love in a way that is acceptable unto you. We ask that every word that come out of our mouth be of encouragement. And if there's anything in our heart that is not like you, not of you, we ask that it be removed right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless each person who has said, pray for me, would you keep each person, and would you just bless them to do well and bless them to be well. We ask in the name of Jesus for a past person that used to work in a facility, Lord. We ask for your divine power for whatever need it is that the person has. We ask that you just look over that particular individual, Heavenly Father, and whatever the situation is, whatever the dilemma is, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you open up the floodgates of heaven and allow the blessings to come out, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that we continue to love our neighbors as we love ourselves and as we love you. We ask, would you help us to be gatekeepers and help us to just walk and talk and do your will, Lord. Help us to stray away from anything that would obstruct our view from keeping focused on you. Help us to keep our minds lifted up and help us to keep our eyes lifted up unto you, from which cometh all of our help, because we know that all of our help cometh from you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each thing that you have done, Lord. We thank you for the things that you're going to do. And we just ask that you continue to uphold us to a standard, to a level that you would have us to be upheld. We ask that you continue to help our minds and our bodies and nourish it with the word of God, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless each event, Lord, each event that we're going to attend. Would you bless those events that are in the future? Would you bless our hands, everything that we touch, Heavenly Father, to be successful? Every person that we're able to connect with, would you bless their families? Would you bless their talents and their gifts, Lord? We thank you for the past, present, and future guests who are coming on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. We ask that you continue to bless whatever they need so that they may fulfill their talents that you have given them and so that they may magnify you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just lead and guide us and direct us and take over this ministry as you have by using me in such a way that I am able to give the authentic word of God from you. And we just continue to ask that we continue, as you said, to live the dream that you have given us and not live the dream that the people want us to live. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be ambassadors. Help us to be better people, Lord. Whatever spirit, if there's a spirit of depression, a spirit of drunkenness, a spirit of alienation, a spirit of doubt, a spirit of wickedness, Lord, a spirit of evil, would you remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord? We ask that you bless each person on this planet that we call Earth, Lord, wherever they are, from city to city, state to state, country to country, continent to continent, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask those who are in conditions where they are not feeling well, or if they were in conditions of deep sleep, we ask that you give them a Lazarus experience and help them to rise up, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless those family members who are supporting their particular families, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you use your hand and touch them, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, would you give them that spirit of wanting to know and wanting to come closer unto you, where they can be healed and set free of whatever disease that they have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you rebuke diabetes that people may experience, would you rebuke cancer, would you rebuke all those spirits, Lord Jesus, that you are able to heal and cure in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, would you set people free, Heavenly Father, as far as their health is concerned, and help them to go about their daily lives, Lord. Those who are confined to beds because they cannot walk, we ask, would you be their legs, Lord, where they can begin to walk, would you be their mouth, where they begin to talk and praise your name, Lord Jesus, would you be their hands, where they are able to lift up and thank you for the healing and the deliverance, Lord, because we know that you are here, Lord, and we know that you are God, and besides you there is none other. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you cover each and every one of our youth, Heavenly Father, in a particular manner, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus for the nine-year-old little girl who had an incident on a shooting range, Lord. We ask that you continue to uphold her family as well as her, Heavenly Father, and help her to continue to keep a stable mind. and a stable heart, Lord, and not fall into a state of depression or not fall into a state of guilt, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help parents to make more rational decisions about what they would like their child or children to grow up to be or what hobbies they would like to take in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will bless those who have lost their children, whether it's in gangs, gunfires, accidental deaths, Lord, whatever it is, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to look down upon those families, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each college student as they're in college, keep them safe, Heavenly Father, and help them to stay grounded in the Word of God. Help them to walk into the paths of righteousness. Help them to talk and help them to connect with individuals who love you as much as they do, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, if there is anyone who is trying to go to college, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you open up the doors for them to be able to go, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask, would you help us to just continue to share our knowledge and our wisdom with others so that they may grow and so that they may prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask, would you just continue to help our hands to stay busy, help our hearts, Lord Jesus, stay focused on love and help our minds to be focused on the Word of God and focused on the good book, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove anything that keeps us or hinders us from seeking you and seeking the truth and being truthful and doing what you ask us to do, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to send individuals to the Love of Jesus ministry who are in love with you, Lord, and who have gifts to share with this world, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending diverse individuals, Heavenly Father, with many different gifts from many different genres, because whether it's a secular gift such as singing or whether it's a spiritual such as singing, Heavenly Father, you said that they're all your children, and as long as they utilize the gift in a way that do not abuse, that is acceptable, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for accepting us just the way we are, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you now that the word is about to go forth. We ask that you come in and that you give us the authentic word of God and that you take over this ministry, Lord, in the power and the anointing, the prophecy of your holy and righteous word. We ask that we remove any type of doubt that people have. We remove any type of distractions and that we focus only on you, Lord Jesus, so that we may help people come unto you and to experience your glory and to experience your power, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending those individuals who do not yet have their minds made up if they want to come unto you, Lord. But we thank you for blessing them to listen to the Love of Jesus ministry, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, will something be said or done today that would change someone's mind where they would come unto you? Because when one come unto you, Lord, we rejoice. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being the God who you are, Lord, and we thank you for sending us people, Lord, and we are praying at this particular time for the vision that you have given, that you will send us a co-host who is eager and who is eager to learn and who would like to also magnify you, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless that process and would you be over that process and send strategically the right individuals, Heavenly Father, and help us to make the right choices and the right decisions in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we begin to get into the Word, Heavenly Father, or into your revelation, we ask that you just bless each person who's going to hear and the people who are listening right now, Lord. We ask that we say something that would edify and magnify who you are. And we ask that our ears be open wide so that we can hear your word, Lord Jesus, so that we may be helped and we may be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen. Amen. And as I was preparing for this particular ministry, the Lord says that people cannot get enough of the word of God. And I want to say that again. The Lord revealed that people cannot get enough of the Word of God. I take this ministry very serious because we're dealing with people's lives and we're dealing with a mandate that the Lord has given me that I give the Word of God. And so in doing so, I take this serious and I want to make sure that I give you everything that the Lord has given unto me to give to the people and also to myself. So before we even start, I really want you one more time, and I continue to say this, and I'll probably say this for, you know, another year, 2 years, because the Lord, there are some people who are listening and some people who are out there who do not believe that the Lord is faithful. I want to tell you that the Lord is faithful. If you ask some people about their testimonies, if you just read the Bible, if you just think about how you were able to wake up this morning. That is God being faithful. He didn't forget to wake you up this morning. You know, we forget some things. We may forget our keys or we forget things. The Lord didn't forget to wake us up this morning. So therefore, he is faithful unto us and he's committed. And part of our topic that the Lord is speaking about is being faithful to what the Lord has called you to do. So without further ado, I want you to once again listen to Miss Karen Showell, and I also want you to connect with her on Facebook. She has a couple of activities and projects going on. She's a great artist, and she's a great artist, which means she draws. And I just really admire her because of her music and her voice and because she's allowing the Lord to anoint her and use her in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. So I really want you to connect with her, and I continue to play her music because her music is impactful, the same song. And, you know, the song, you know, the Lord says he is faithful, and this basically describes who the Lord is. So I want you to listen to it.
Been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. Was all gone when my heart had no song. Still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true.
He's been faithful.
with He is Faithful. And on tonight, this was a special twist to our Praying with Love segment. I want to give you a few pointers concerning the question of what to do when your faith is on death row. What to do. I want you to write it down. And the Lord says that we don't need to be in a rush, because I guarantee you, God is always on time. So go ahead and write down what to do when your faith is on death row. What to do when your faith is on death row. I want you to draw a line, or I want you to split your paper in half, okay? Just split it in half. Just draw a half, okay? Split your paper in half. On the left side, I want you to write faith. On the right side, I want you to write death row. Okay. When we deal with faith, and I'm going to give you a synopsis or scenario that the Lord has given. In this particular life, we experience many storms. And what I want you to understand is I am going to give you a scenario, and I want you, and this is how you know it's from the Lord, I want you to fill in, when I say blank, I want you to fill in how it applies to your life, okay? This is what the Lord is giving. Each morning, the Lord blesses me to wake up, and I start my day feeling excellent because the Lord has allowed me to. Each day, I wake up feeling excellent. Because the Lord has allowed me to. Go ahead and write that down. Okay. The Lord has allowed me to what? Okay. So each day I wake up feeling excellent because the Lord has allowed me to what? Okay? An example would be each day I wake up feeling excellent because the Lord has allowed me to see another day. As I travel to my destination, and make it safely, I blank. As I travel to my destination and make it safely, I blank. As I travel to my destination and make it safely, I blank. So each day I wake up feeling excellent because the Lord has allowed me to see another day. As I travel to my destination and make it safely, I pray and thank God. I notice that my destination remains the same, but the weather changes. Sometimes I arrive at my destination. And we're going to read this over again. And it is raining. Other times, the sun is shining. So, this is what you should have. Each day, I wake up feeling excellent because the Lord has allowed me to see another day. That's just my sentence. You can put something else. Each day, I wake up feeling excellent because the Lord has allowed me to see another day. As I travel to my destination and make it safely, I pray and thank God. I notice that my destination remains the same, but the weather changes. Sometimes I arrive at my destination and it is raining. Other times, the sun is shining. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is speaking, and he says he has a plan for our lives. And because the Lord has a plan for our lives, our destination is the same. And our destination, I want you to write this down before we begin, is eternal life. Our destination is eternal life. The Lord says each day that we wake up and he allows us to start on our way. Okay? Under eternal life, I want you to write this next word. As the Lord allows us to start us on our way, we begin to take a journey, okay? So our destination each day is eternal life. Every time we are allowed the opportunity to wake up, we go on a journey, okay? I want you to write this name down. Robert Frost, okay, spoke of two roads. So each day that we're allowed an opportunity, right, our destination is eternal life. When we wake up in the morning, we begin to take a journey. Robert Frost spoke of two different roads, and the Lord is saying there are two different roads. You have your road of faith. Okay, you have your road of faith. Then you have a dead-end street or the death row. Dead-end street, death row. And this is our topic today, so I'm going to re-explain this. Okay, so listen to the story. Each day I wake up feeling excellent because the Lord has allowed me to see another day. As I travel to my destination and make it safely, I pray and thank God. I notice that my destination remains the same, but the weather changes. Sometimes I arrive at my destination and it is raining. Other times the sun is shining. Okay? From that story, this is what the Lord is giving, and I want you to write it down because we're getting ready to get into our message. But this is like a pre-message, okay? When we speak about our feelings, okay, when we speak about our feelings, the Lord, okay, we're setting up the atmosphere. First of all, the Lord says we have to work on us. We have to work on the inside. Our feelings should be that of excellence, which is ultimately love, okay? All right? Secondly, because I said each day I wake up feeling excellent because the Lord has allowed me to see another day. My feelings is a feeling of excellence and love. As I travel to my destination and make it safely, I pray and thank God. When we speak about having faith, all right, when we speak about having faith, and we're not into our lesson yet, when we speak about having faith, prayer and being thankful is very important, right? Staying prayed up and being thankful is very important, especially when we're walking or running on this journey that the Lord has given us. So we're praying and we're being thankful, okay? So I said, as I travel to my destination and make it safely, I pray and thank God, okay? Then I say, I notice, which means that I'm focused, that my destination remains the same, but the weather changes. I want you to write down notice. I want you to write down remains the same, and we're talking about destination. And I want you to write down weather. All right, the Lord correlated this to the notice is the Father. Remains the same is the Son. And the weather is us. And the Lord is asking tonight, first of all, before we get into the faith concept, are we filled with the Holy Spirit? The Lord likens us into weather. He says that we change. Our faith, today we have faith, tomorrow we don't. He said we change like the weather. He says, but his love for us, he says that his faithfulness to us, he says that his promises to us remains the same. Right? He says it remains the same. It's just like the destination. The Lord doesn't get mad at us and say, you know, I was going to take you to the mountaintop, but because I'm mad at you, I'm going to take you to the valley. The Lord always has a purpose. Just like with the Israelites, the Lord became angry, and things began to happen to the Israelites. And those things were lessons. They were lessons by God. It wasn't that I'm going to put you in the valley because I'm upset with you. There was a purpose. The Lord had to get their attention. So therefore, that's why all of these things began to happen to the Israelites, because they were being hard-headed and they were out of control. And so the Lord had to bring them back to attention. And in order to do so, that's when the Lord began to show his wrath. And so the Lord is saying that there's a notice. He said, you notice that he is the Father. The Lord says, take notice, right? He says, take notice in your story. Whatever story you have, ladies and gentlemen, he says, take notice that I am your Father. Your car is not your father. Your job is not your father. Your parents, your family is not your father. He says, come to me. Take notice. There's a big attention, everyone. I am your Father. And the Lord wants to be that in our lives. He don't want to be our sidekick, man. He don't want to be, when I need you, I'm going to call you. He want to be there. He wants to be involved. He says, I am your Father. He says, take notice. Then he says, remains the same. He says, there's nothing different about he and his Son. They remain the same. If he loved you today, he's going to love you tomorrow. If you do something wrong today, he's still going to love you, but he's going to correct it. So when we talk about remains the same, we're talking about anything that deals with the Holy Spirit is the same. You know, the Lord wants us all to have eternal life. And to get there, we have to follow the good book. And so the Lord says he remains the same. He said, but with us, and this is the problem, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to get into this. He said, with us, he said, is that we're like the weather. He said, we change, right? He said, but when you change, what do you feel with? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you filled with evil? What do you feel with? He said, we're just like the weather. He said, we change. He likens us, as he spoke to the, he likens us to the wind. We're constantly changing. We'll blow one way, then blow the other way. Whether it's intentional or not, it happens. He said, because we are situational Christians. Whatever the situation is, that's our move. That's our faith. You know, something happens and we lose faith. And then the Lord helps us to rebound and we regain faith. He says, but he needs our faith to remain constant like his love. He wants our faith, write that down, to remain constant like his love. I'm going to say it again. He wants our faith to remain constant like his love. He wants to be number one in our lives. He wants to be our Father. Matter of fact, he is our Father in heaven. He says, take notice. He He says, I remain the same. My son remains the same. And he goes on to say, but you, he's talking about us, his children. He said, you're like the weather. You're like the wind. You blow one way, then the next day you blow this way. There's nothing constant about your faith in our Lord and Savior. So therefore, we have wavering faith and we miss the mark because we don't have faith in God. We lose faith. And our faith, some of our faith mechanisms are awaiting death row. That's what the Lord is saying. Because of this particular principle, we don't take notice that he's our Father. We take all of our problems to everybody except our Father in heaven. Number two, it remains the same. The Lord and his Son remains the same, but we change. So when the Lord gets us to our breaking point or gets us to the favor and grace, we change and we miss the mark totally because of our attitudes or because of our lack of faith, because we waver. We wishy-washy in our religion. We are situational Christians. So whatever situation it is, as the Lord is revealing, that's how we act. Instead of in every situation, we put God in there. We have faith that he's going to bring us out. We have faith that he's going to make it a success. We have faith that he's the same God that he was yesterday, today, and forevermore. But that's what the Lord is saying. He said we're missing the mark totally. Because we're not taking notice of who he is. And because of that, and because of not understanding that his love for us remains the same, he said we waver in our faith. Okay? He says we waver. Let's move on. Then, he said, my story says, sometimes I arrive at my destination and it is raining. Other times the sun is shining. I want you to write down sometimes. Thank you, Lord. And I want you to write down raining. And I want you to write down sun. The Lord is saying right now, whatever situation that we have, whatever that we need, he said the key word is sometimes. He said whatever moment that you're going through that caused you to lose faith is temporary. He says nothing on this earth is permanent. Nothing on this earth is permanent. He said everything is temporary, meaning that if you're going through a storm right now, if this is not your season, right? And every season is ours when the Lord is able to wake us up. We just have to make the best of it. If this is not, if you feel like that you're being overwhelmed and things are just taking you down and everywhere you look, there's trouble. He says this is temporary. He says because he's testing us to see if we are going to hold on to our faith. But many of us, things happen, such as it may rain, and we let go of our faith because some little sprinkles dropped on us or because something might have didn't go the way we wanted to go. And we lose faith in God because we feel like God is supposed to give us everything we want when we ask for it. And the Lord says he has to give us patience. That's a virtue. He says he has to grow in us the faith of a mustard seed. He said we are seeds that need to be planted and uprooted because our faith is dead. He said we are on death. He said some of our faith is on death row waiting to be executed. And that's not good, people. So we have to understand that the storms and the things that go on in life that seem unbearable, that turns into depression and suicide and hurting other people and doing things, anger. He said, that's temporary. Those are tests that we need to pass because we are walking, as I said before, where? To our journey, to our destination. And our destination is really eternal life. But every day we are on a journey. And he said, sometimes, yeah, on the journey, there's going to be rain. And other times, you're going to experience sunshine, and you're going to be able to grow, and things won't be saturated. So, therefore, he says, any condition that happens on this earth, whether it's life, he said, whether it's a tree, he said, whether it's a situation, whether it's a storm, he said, it's only temporary. In the Bible, it says it rained 40 days and 40 nights. That's temporary. But consistent. Why? Because that was the Lord doing it. Each day does not rain. The Lord says he has seasons. When the sun is shining, supposed to shine. He says there are seasons when tornadoes are supposed to come. He says, but he mixes it up. Why? Because he's testing our faith. Because, as he said, the weather and the seasons change like we do, like our faith. So whatever you see in the weather, when you look at your weather report, the meteorologist, and you see the temperatures, just watch within the next few days. Watch the temperatures all the way probably up to next week. Watch the temperatures, the fluctuation of the Lord said, that's us. We go up and down, up and down. There's no consistent faith, but we want consistency with everything else. We want consistency with everything else, and our faith is not consistent, and some of us are waiting to be executed according to our faith. And that's why things don't line up. That's why people become depressed and angry and suicidal and go on shooting sprees, because their faith is dead. Right? And when you lose, or when we lose faith in God, we have nothing to stand on. We have nothing to look forward to. And we sit there and live life angry. And our faith becomes a candidate for death row and is executed. And our lives become in jeopardy. And then not only that, other people's lives are in jeopardy because it's a domino effect. Because people don't understand that the storms of life is temporary. It can't rain always. It can't always be a sunshiny day. And that's what the Lord is saying today. So I want to read this story to you again. And I want you to experience what the Lord is saying. Okay? So here we go. Each day, I wake up feeling excellent because the Lord has allowed me to see another day. As I travel to my destination and make it safely, I pray and thank God. I notice that my destination remains the same, but the weather changes. Sometimes I arrive at my destination and it is raining. Other times, the sun is shining. Okay, and so when you look at that, and when you hear that particular story, right, you understand and realize that the Lord does not change. You understand and realize that each day you go to your destination, whatever destination that is, the Lord says every day is not going to be a valley moment. Every day is not going to be a mountaintop experience, and he's talking about life. He says, but one thing you can be sure of is that he is consistent. He says, take notice that he is your Father in heaven, right? He said, he's the one that gave you this day. He's the one that gave you life. He says, and his Son is also consistent. He remains the same because he says, no one comes to the Father but by me. You can't get to Jesus Christ without going through the Son. And then when you go through the Son, you're a new creature. Then he says, but like the weather. He says, the weather, sometimes it rains, sometimes the sun shines, right? That means that sometimes means it's not always. It's not going to always be like that. And the Lord is saying to hold on to your faith. He says, keep your faith and take notice who he is. Be thankful for the situation you do have, because some people are in worse situations. He said, fret not. Because of what today beholds, because of what happened in the past, he said, move towards the future. So a man thinketh that he will become, that she will become. And therefore, we must realize and we must recognize we cannot allow people. The Lord says, do not live the people's dream. He said, live the dream that he has for you. Stop living the words, or stop living through other people. The Lord says he has determined, he has destined you to be great. And just because you are facing a storm, just because you saturate your pillow at night, just because you're going through, just because you don't see a way out, doesn't mean that the Lord has forgotten about you. Take notice of who your Father is. Stop going to people telling them things that God should be handling. It's okay to talk to people, but God says come to him. He says, come to him. He's the one that can fix the problem. He can. There is no situation on earth that the Lord cannot fix. None. So when we talk about faith, it's very easy, and the Lord gives a very easy formula. When we talk about faith, right? The thing is faith is something that you can't see, but it's a promise, and the Lord says put promise under faith. Number two, he says, be thankful. And we're going to talk about these principles real quick. And then finally, he says, understand that every situation is temporary. But most of all, he says, pray. And why did I put pray at the end? As I said before, in many of my ministries, you have to practice faith in order to pray and not pray amiss. Right? We're going to talk about that. Now, on the other side, you had a dead-end street, or you had death row. And the Lord says the reason why our faith is executed in the electric chair, is destroyed, he said, because of, first of all, he says, who we listen to. He said, number two, is simple, lack of faith, complaining, and then he speaks about rage. He speaks about our attitude, okay? So when we talk about faith, the Lord says, when he's speaking about faith, he says anything that he has promised is going to happen. It's not if, and, buts, or about it. What he placed in the Bible, what's in the Bible, especially what's in the red, is from God. That is a promise. If the Lord told you something, and the Lord has told me many things, and those things have come to pass. If the Lord has told you something, best believe it's going to happen. Why would you let go of your faith? The Lord says, do not be like the weather and change because maybe you experienced some water. Maybe because the storm of life came. He said, that's temporary. The storm has to cease once he says, peace be still. But he has to make sure you're fit. He said, because when you get into a new terrain, when he uplifts, when he puts you on the mountaintop, there are going to be several people up there, and there are going to be several people in the valley. And he says, you have to be careful because sometimes people can make you think that God is not going to come through with the promise. And because of what he says, people set hurdles in the way. He says it's kind of like when you're on a truck. People set hurdles in the way. He says you're going to have to start jumping over hurdles. That means you're going to have to start creating. You're going to have to initiate your destiny. You're going to have to initiate some things that the Lord has given you. He said you're going to have to sometimes create your own world spiritually because of what God has for you. He has huge things. He says, but you're going to have to take the initiative in order to receive them. Okay? He says, so the promise, a lot of people are worried about the people instead of the promise of God. So when you're dealing with people, he says, dealing with people is wonderful. Matter of fact, we're supposed to fellowship. He says, but the promise of God supersedes that. He says, because you have to hold on to it. He said, people are like the weather. He says, they come and go. Right? He says, their perceptions and their beliefs on what you can do and what you can't come and go. He said, but the promise is the thing that remains constant. So take notice to that. He says, number two, be thankful for whatever you have, whether it's a lot of things or whether it's a small amount of things. He said, be thankful. He talks about the people who he gave talent to and those who didn't use it and those who did. He said, utilize what you have to help other people, whether it be great or whether it be small, and he will bless it and give you the increase. So be thankful and don't complain. Well, I don't have this or I don't have that. Use what you have. The Lord says that's how you hold on to faith because you know that God is bringing you something better. He says, hold on, as you look at that picture on my Facebook page. He says, hold on. Don't let go. Don't let go of your faith. Don't let go of the promise that God gave you. He says, yeah, you're going to experience storms. Yeah, it's going to rain sometime. Yeah, you're going to get soaking wet sometime. He said, but keep pushing. To be determined to get to your destination. He said, whether you have to walk, run, or crawl like that woman did with the issue of blood, he said, you got to get there.
So when we talk about faith and we talk about the promise and being thankful, the Lord says you have to be able to get there. You have to. And then he says, with those particular things, it's temporary. Those things that we go through is temporary. Our lives are temporary. Nothing on this earth is permanent. Nothing, not even trees. The only thing that's permanent is the love that the Lord has for us. There is nothing permanent on this earth. Nothing. Okay? And then the Lord says pray. Prayer is very essential. Why didn't the Lord reveal to put prayer first? He said because we have to clean up our hearts first before the Lord can come dwell in our bodies. The Lord can't come dwell in our bodies if we're angry and have jealousy and malice and hatred in our hearts. He says you have to hold on to your faith. Your faith is part of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the Lord's heart because that's the promise he made. Hold on to your faith. Hold fast to it. Yes, you're going to experience storms. You're going to wonder why in the world. But the Lord says that he has to remove some things in order to bring some new things in. But if you let go of your faith, then you're starting back at point one as if you didn't even know the Lord. You have to hold on to your faith. You have to. And the Lord revealed that he has promised each person on this earth something. And I guarantee you he'll come through. Let's talk about the dead-end streets of death row. When we think about death row, we think about jail. We think about people who have done something so bad that the system says that they should be executed, put to death. And the Lord says that many of us have executed our faith. He said we don't, our faith is dead. He says our faith, we don't have any faith, okay? And this happens when we listen to dream killers, people who are always negative. He said those type of people will make you think that the Lord is a deceiver and a liar. And the Lord says he is not a man that he should lie. There is nothing in the Bible or no promise that the Lord gives that is a lie. Everything the Lord promises us, everything that's in the Bible is true. The word of God is true. And when we listen to people and when we listen to negative people who says there's no God, who says that God can't bring you out of this situation, who says that situation is so bad that the Lord can't do anything with you, nor that situation, you're out of here, you're gone. The Lord says with those particular things, he said you have to remember the promise of God. You have to remember that promise. Then he says, number two, the reason why people end up on, our faith end up on death row or at a dead-end street is because we don't have any. We don't have any faith. We have already buried our faith. We have already said, take our faith to the chamber. And we don't have any faith. You have to have some type of faith in God. You have to understand who woke you up this morning, who started you on your way, who brought you out of the hospital when you was in a grave situation. You have to understand who did that. Who saved you? You have to understand that. Then he says we complain a lot. He says not only do we complain about different things according to spirituality, but we complain about the blessings that he gives us or the blessings we already have. He says be ye thankful because you could have nothing. He said be thankful for the small things you have. When he can see that you can take care of that and be mature enough to handle that and be thankful for it instead of complaining, then he's going to bless you with bigger things. But we have to start out small, and we have to thank God for those small things, right? Even a seed, when a seed is planted in the ground, it starts out very small, and then it grows into a big, beautiful tree. That's what the Lord says he want to do with us, but we complain so much that we don't even put the seed down because the seed is so small. And we say, you know what? I don't feel like it. This seed, it's going to take it a long time to grow. This is a long while. I'll be 99 years old before this happens. The Lord says, put the seed down. The Lord is telling us today, write this down. Put the seed in the ground. No matter how small it is, put it in the ground and plant it and watch it grow because of your faith. He says, that's why he says, if we have faith of a mustard seed, we should have faith of a mustard seed. That's how much faith God requires of us. He said, but the more mature we are, and I've said this before, he said, the bigger our faith should be, right? So put that seed in the ground, whatever it is. The Lord has caused you to minister, put it in the ground. Whether people believe in it or not, put it in the ground. If the Lord promised you something, put it in the ground, get it going. Because why? The Lord says so. That's why. And because the Lord says so, then it's going to happen. It doesn't matter what anybody think about it. The Lord said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. God said tonight, put the seed in the ground. Whatever the Lord has promised you, he said, put it in the ground and let it grow. And it's going to grow through the grace and power of God. But you have to put it in the ground. If you don't put it in the ground, then nothing's going to grow. Okay, let's move on. We talk about rage, right? There's a difference. People say, well, even God became angry. Yeah, but there's a difference between God's rage and our rage, right? When we talk about rage, we're talking about we're so angry that we can't even continue to hold on to our faith because we're no longer listening to God. We're listening to the devil and all of his tactics. We're listening to those negative people. We don't have faith. We're complaining, and so now we're in a rage. And not only are we in a rage, we're also making everyone else in a rage. We're getting them in an uproar. So the Lord said, with this, he said, if you do not want your faith to be in the death chamber or on death row, he says, make sure that you hold on to the promise, that you be thankful, you understand the storms are only temporary, and that you pray most of all. We have to pray unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a must. It's not, well, maybe I will. We must pray unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. James 4:8 reads, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. The Lord says we cannot be double-minded. We cannot be like the weather. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, and we have to make sure that we're in the Word of God. The Lord is faithful unto us. I recommend every day the Lord because he is that type of God. The Lord says tonight that when we're speaking about faith, and when we're speaking about keeping or saving our faith from going to death row, he says all you have to do is tell him yes. That's it. And once you tell the Lord yes, he can lead and guide us in the places or the place that we should be. But he says, first, ladies and gentlemen, we have to plant that seed. We have to plant it. And when we plant that seed, he says that he can allow us not only to grow, but he can allow our gifts to grow. But we have to plant the seed. Who cares how small the seed is? You don't have to be a big name. The Lord says his name is big enough. Stop worrying about having to compete with big names. The Lord says as long as you know him, he said plant the seed and he will help you grow. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remember that story, and I want you to remember that we should understand that with our feelings, we should feel excellence and love towards God. And as we travel to our destination, we should always pray and thank God. We should notice that the Lord our Savior is our Father and understand that the Son remains the same. And understand that just because we change do not mean we have to let go of our faith. The Lord says that we're not perfect. He said, but we should be consistent with our faith. He says that remember that sometimes we're going to have storms when we're trying to arrive at our destination. Sometimes we're going to have sunshine. He said, but remember the sometimes is only temporary. He says tonight as we close, he says, plant the seed, pray over the seed, and watch God help your gifts and you grow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Love with the Love of Jesus Ministry, and I thank you so much for listening. I thank you for just being attentive, and I want to play one more song, and it's entitled Yes, Lord. And at this point, I'm not worried about the sound, but you will hear this particular song, and it's entitled Yes, Lord, and the Lord wants us to say yes to him. It doesn't matter if you didn't say yes to him last night, last week, or when you was 5 or 6. But this is a real good time to do that because, as I said before, we don't know the day nor the hour. And the goal and the mission of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry is to win as many souls as possible and to get as many people out there spreading the word of God. And so without further ado, I want to play Yes, Lord by Dr. G.E. Patterson, or Bishop G.E. Patterson, is entitled Yes, Lord. It's 9:40. But you know what? We're not going to rush the revelation of God. We're not going to rush the Spirit of God because we need God in days and times like this. And so, therefore, we are going to go ahead and let this particular song play. And it's entitled Yes, Lord, and it's instrumental. that was Yes, Lord, Kojic Style by Bishop, the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. And as I said before, I'm getting ready to start our announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Spirit of God on the Go is online in your bookstores. If you would try out BarnesandNobles.com. Fallus.com. In addition to that, Amazon.com, AmazonUK.com. Thank you so much. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, publicists, any positive community leader, please Facebook Afreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for 174 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Would you please mark down a few dates? September 21st is the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. Dinner theater play. It's at the Bellamy Civic Center. So please be sure to come out and support the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church Ministries. We appreciate that. And also support God. And on October 4th, we will have Unity in the Community. As you can recall, we will have Miss Angelia Robinson. If you remember her on the Haves and Have Nots, she's also affiliated with Mr. Fred Hammond and others. She works very hard in her community, and I want you to really hear this particular commercial as she and her and others in the music ministry will perform and will bring their ministries to the platform. So without further ado, here's the Unity and Community commercial.
Harmony,
oneness,
change,
peace,
and unity is what the world needs. Join me in Crossing the Bridge of Togetherness on October 4th, 2014, from 12 to 7 p.m. at Unity in the Community, a fun-filled event with food, live entertainment, dance workshops, vendors, fellowship, and much more. Unity in the Community will be held at the historic Grand Theater, 1100 Fabian Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. For information or to become a vendor, contact 781-797-0619. Be the change you want to see, starting with Unity in the Community, sponsored by The Voice at the Fishbowl Radio Network, 619 Productions, Foodland, number 53, and many more.
The Unity and Community commercial, and this will actually happen on October the 4th in Fort Worth, Texas. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to mark your calendars for October 17th through 18th, where Ms. Oprah Winfrey and friends will be in Houston, Texas, so be sure to look out for that as well. In addition to that, as I said before, the Love Live Jesus Ministry is seeking an intern, and with this particular intern, I am seeking a few characteristics. First of all, I'm seeking a spiritual-minded individual. The purpose of this particular ministry is to, in other words, magnify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to also display the gifts that he gives many people. And so I really need the person to be spiritual-oriented, works well with various people. A lot of my friends and my connections and my business partners are all over the world from all different nationalities. And so I need someone who works well with various people. I need someone who is flexible in regards to scheduling shows and working around schedules because, as I said before, many of the people who the Lord brings to the ministry, they are, as I said before, in ministry, showbiz, they're regular people like me, or they have a hectic schedule. So I really need the person to be flexible in regards to scheduling shows and working around schedules. Also, I need this person to have some understanding in promotions, marketing, and hosting. And when I say that, I'm not only speaking for the Love of Jesus ministry, but I'm also speaking for the guests who I bring on the ministry. Because as I said before, I want to magnify the Lord, and the Lord gave me this platform in order to also magnify the gifts that he's given other people. And so in doing so, I need the person to have some understanding and some motivation as far as promotions and marketing and hosting, because actually I'm putting together a package for the Love of Jesus ministry in which I have different avenues and venues that I'm promoting the ministry. I need someone who has a radio personality that is interesting and unique. Basically, I want you to be yourself, but also I want you to be the type of person who is friendly to the people, yet businesslike, and who has a unique personality. You know, you come on the ministry and you have your own style, and you're interesting, and you bring energy, you bring the Spirit of God with you. That's the type of person I'm looking for. I'm looking for a self-starter who dream of one day hosting a ministry or a God-gifted ministry, someone who is motivated, in other words, someone who loves the media, education, broadcasting, ministry, someone in that field. It doesn't necessarily have to be radio, but if you love education, ministry, or community, then please, please, please email me. One who can tolerate various people's backgrounds and respect their gifts. Some individuals who come on the ministry, I have people in the media who they may have for instance, they may have, because of their part or because of the position that they hold, you know, people may not agree with it, but we still respect people. We respect their gifts that God has given them. I need someone who can speak on community education and religion, meaning that on some of the broadcasts, I'm going to speak about different non-controversial topics, such as the community. I'm more of a mover and shaker as far as improving the community rather than pointing out everything that's wrong with it. If I see something wrong with it, then let's fix it. So I need someone who can speak on community education and religion. With religion, we're going to be authentic with the Word of God. We're going to be biblical, and we're not going to debate over the Word of God, but we are going to speak about the goodness of God. With this, you can set your own hours and have fun connecting with people while growing with love. And what I mean by that, setting your own hours once a week, you know, whoever the intern is, you can come on the ministry and you can actually host one of the shows with whomever happens to be on that day once a week. And I will also be online as well. And so you can set your own hours as far as what time you would like to start that particular interview. So if you're interested, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Actually, right now, my bloggers and those of you who are on my Facebook page actually were the first ones to hear about this. I will make this nationwide as of Friday of this week, and on October 1st, I will make my decision on the person who will be selected to serve starting in probably the beginning of November. And so, therefore, I will make my decision on October 1st, and I'm seeking one person to serve for the 2014 through 2015 cycle. Okay, and the deadline to send me the email and your bio is the last Saturday in September. Thank you and best wishes. The benefits of this particular ministry and this particular opportunity is the sky's the limit, and that you enhance your skills. You make connections and strategies. You get to understand strategies in promoting, marketing, and communicating on hot topics nationwide. And with an established ministry, you can be heard nationwide and get your message to so many people because it's internet radio. And so the Lord allows or attracts many people to this particular ministry because this is the Lord's ministry. It has nothing to do with me. So I appreciate the Lord for the favor that he's given. And so as I said before, if that's you, then please, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Love, love, love to, you know, have you on as an intern. Okay, and so without further ado, I just want to thank God, as I said before, for just favor and just for the Word of God. This particular ministry tonight really helped me as well. Kind of surprised because, as I said before, when the Lord displayed this about an hour ago, it was amazing because I wasn't expecting that. I was just expecting to come on the ministry and pray because this is Praying with Love Wednesday. So with the Word of God, that's something extra, so that means that God is in the business of he's going to give favor and blessings this week, so look out for it. Once again, I appreciate you for connecting with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And so, you know, until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other, and I'm going to sign off with the rest of Yes, Lord, which is 40 seconds. And thank you so much for listening. May God bless and keep you. Please continue to listen to the Love of Jesus Ministry and invite your friends to the I Got to Have Faith page, as I will have more interviews with different individuals. So please, please, please connect with me at emoney_love@yahoo.com. Without further ado, I'm going to play the last of Yes, Lord by the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. And remember to tell God yes. This is your host, Dr. Love, signing off. Good night, everybody.